Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy. Yeah. Right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
A rested child is a happy child. Sleep Tight Stories is a weekly podcast that brings comfort and joy to families worldwide with calming bedtime stories. The stories are relevant to children and spark wonder without overstimulation, so they can fall asleep and stay asleep. Listen to Sleep Tight Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. For a bedtime routine you'll miss when they're grown, Sleep Tight Stories.
Go behind the wheel, under the hood, and beyond with Car Stuff from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hi, and welcome to Car Stuff. I'm Scott Benjamin.
And I'm Ben Bullen.
Ben, we've got good news for our listeners today.
Yes, we do. For everybody out there who has said, golly gosh gee, which I'm sure is how everyone curses when they're by themselves, right? Being that this is a family show. For everyone out there who has said, curses, I want a sports car, but I can't afford the kind I want because the prices just go out through the roof.
I mean, gee willikers, these prices are outlandish, right? That's what they say.
And I completely agree.
I do too with the brand new sports cars, right? And just cars in general, I guess, right?
Yes, we were talking about this off air, but we wanted to come in with some good news first, right? Yes. Which is that if you don't have to buy a new car, there are some incredibly affordable used cars, and not just used cars, Scott, but
sports cars, Ben, right?
Yes, sir.
That's right. So, and not just sports cars, but also some luxury cars that we're going to throw in there as well, because there's some fantastic finds in here, and I'll tell you, I got pretty excited looking at this because I'm always kind of looking for something to replace the car that I have now. You know, I'm always just kind of halfway looking, serious looking. For a while, I was seriously looking.
Yeah,
I remember. I decided, well, hang on to it for maybe another year, and just I'm kind of cruising with the no payment thing.
Mm-hmm.
I like that a lot, being
That's
able
cool.
to save some money. But I'm constantly combing the used car lots and truthfully really considering some of these finds. But when I look at this list, I mean, these are cars that I'm not coming across in my daily searches, you know, when I look around at just local used car lots.
Yeah, no, these are what would be called diamonds in the rough.
I guess so, yeah. And if you have the online savvy, you know, to be able to track down some of these cars, and I think a lot of us do at this point, it's not that hard, really.
Yeah.
You may be able to find a real steal, stuff that you had thought, you know, 10 years ago was, you know, a car that was $90,000, which
right.
is now fallen dramatically to a price point where you can afford it, you know, like it's maybe $8,000 for a used car that was $90,000. And that's
yeah.
not out of, you know, out of the ordinary on these lists that we'll talk about. So you have to consider, do I really want to buy, you know, that $32,000 new Honda Accord or whatever that,
mm-hmm.
that model is?
Mm-hmm.
Or would I rather have, you know, a $30,000, I don't know, Corvette, you know, from 10 years ago that I can now afford?
Yes, and a little bit of a side note, just a brief one, Scott.
Mm-hmm.
Listeners, you can always tell when either Scott or I have been seriously thinking about getting a new car, because that's when one of our How to Buy a Car podcasts comes out.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly right. Yeah, that's
yeah.
Just kind of the way this thing goes.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, maybe the best way to tackle this, Ben, because we've got a lot of lists.
We have, I think, too many for one episode.
I think we do. And what I'd like to do is I just want to go through quickly and just list some of these cars and some of the prices now that, you know, it'll tell you the year, it'll tell you the make and model.
Yeah, yeah.
And then an estimate or an average price for that vehicle. And you'd be surprised at what's on this list and the price point at which you can purchase these vehicles, because it has dropped dramatically. So here's an example, Ben.
Okay.
You can now afford a 2000 Corvette hardtop coupe for only $9,900. Now, that's less than $10,000 for a Corvette within the 2000s.
Yeah, I know, right? And because it was only offered for 2 years, the non-Targavet offers a small piece of exclusivity in a popular car model.
Mm-hmm, that's right. So we're still talking about a car, you know, that can go from 0 to 60 in under 5 seconds. It's got that strong LS1 V8 engine. It's amazing to me that you're able to pick up a 2000 Corvette hardtop coupe for under $10,000. I mean, it's one of those vehicles that I thought, no, you know, that's going to be a $30,000 car still.
I would go for actually a 2000 BMW Z3 Roadster, the 2.8 Roadster, if we're talking about spending that much money, because for a little bit less, for $9,864, you can get in the Z3 business.
That's right, Ben. And this one's got a stronger engine even. The 2000, I believe, had a 2.8 liter engine, which was a little bit more powerful. It has all of the, I guess shared characteristics of the Z3 Roadsters, you know, prior to that.
Right. Which is, let's be honest, the image is a little bit high society, highfalutin.
I guess so. But still, you're talking about under $10,000 for a two-seater BMW Roadster.
Yeah.
How cool is that? I mean, and there's loads of these cars. Let me just quickly laundry list several of them.
Okay.
And we'll go through this list
and
we'll just kind of buzz through and see where we'd like to stop. How about that?
All right.
All right. A 2002 Chevy Z28 Camaro, $9,554. Not bad at all.
Beautiful.
Get this, Ben. Ooh. Now, this one really excites me. A 2001 Porsche Boxster. You can pick up one of those for about $9,300 at this point.
See, I find that hard to believe, but it is true.
Now, I'm not crazy about the Boxster line because, you know, I'm not a convertible guy.
Yeah, that's true. You're not a convertible guy.
I probably would prefer like the Cayman, something like that. Mm-hmm. But the Boxster, very cool. I mean, it's always been a cool design, I think. And, you know, 2001 for, you know, $9,300, not so bad. Also, the, a 2000 Honda S2000.
All right, lay it on me. Let's talk turkey.
$9,200. Not bad at all. I mean, that's a strong vehicle. Around 240 horsepower, pretty lightweight. I think the red line was something like 9,000 RPM. It was a, you know, 2 liter 4-cylinder engine, but very, very strong, very fast engine, very nimble car.
Uh-huh.
Again, $9,200. Not bad at all. The other one, oh, this is a good one, Ben. A 2004 Mazda Speed MX-5 Miata. Now, that's the Mazda Speed version that we're talking about.
Right.
Less than $9,000, just under $9,000.
And so it's a bigger deal with the Mazda Speed Miata, because if it was 2000 Mazda Miata, I think the Mazda Speed makes a big difference. But you know what I like about this laundry list so far, Scott?
What's that?
I like that the prices are going down as we continue.
So they're going down.
I feel like we're negotiating.
What about a 2004 Acura RSX Type S?
What's the best price you can give me?
$8,600. I like the way you're doing this. That's nice. The best price you can give. $8,600. How about that?
You know what? Because it is the RSX Type S, I would honestly be tempted to say yes.
Yeah, now this is a small car, about 200 horsepower, two-door vehicle, you know, so it's lots of fun. You can toss it around.
Yeah.
Very, very agile. Just a neat car to have. And honestly, you know, I mean, it's 2004, so it's 10 years old at this point. About $8,600, that seems about fair. Now, we've talked about this, and a lot of people may say, well, those cars are probably completely whipped at this point.
Right.
If somebody's kept up with routine maintenance, you and I know full well that those vehicles will last, you know, 300,000 miles if you just keep up with routine maintenance.
Well, what if I offered you a deal, Scott, on a 2002 Subaru Impreza WRX sedan for the low price of $8,000.
$8,000, that's it. Now, Subaru, I always love Subaru.
Mm-hmm.
All-wheel drive, of course. And, you know, the WRX, not bad at all, right?
Yeah, and this is almost kind of a sleeper vehicle too, man, because it doesn't look like it can do 0 to 60 in less than 6 seconds.
No, but it has a 227 horsepower, 2 liter turbocharged flat four engine, which, by the way, I love the sound of that engine.
Yeah?
That's music to me. That's a beautiful engine note.
And you're one of those guys, you can hear and differentiate between engines. I'm picking it up. I'm not as good as you are at it.
Mm-hmm. You'll get it.
You've got the ear for it.
Oh,
for sure.
Definitely. Yeah. I think a lot of people can pick out that, that Flak 4, that boxer engine, I guess.
Yeah.
All right. So the 1996 Nissan 300ZX Turbo. Oh my gosh. I can't even believe how low this price has been.
All right.
I'm like crazy Eddie over here.
Oh no! Okay,
yeah, it's a low price. A low price of $77.87.
Man, if I had not just bought an RSX from that other guy,
that's great. That's kind of the way I feel. I feel like I'm hawking something here.
Yeah,
but
that's
honestly,
a fantastic car.
It really is. It's a 3-liter V6 engine. Now it's got twin turbochargers, and these things have 300 horsepower.
Yeah,
0 to 60 in something like the mid 5-second range. It's amazing. It handles really well. It's a great car. I think it had T-tops, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Scott, here's the problem with the podcast so far that we're doing wrong.
There's a problem?
Yeah, I don't think we're giving the full benefit to all you folks out there listening saying, okay, these are affordable sports cars,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I get it, Scott and Ben. I mean, you know, I can afford this if I trade in my car and still have a small payment maybe, or, you know, maybe I even have a little bit left over.
Right, yeah, but there are other people who are saying, didn't you guys mention luxury cars at the top of the show?
Ah, you're right, Ben, and here's our luxury list, because we've got a complete list here of what we'll call, I guess, surprisingly affordable luxury vehicles.
All right.
And let's just kind of laundry list these as well, starting with the 2006 Volkswagen Phaeton, and this is amazing. The Auto Trader average price is around $17,488. And you may think that's a lot, but I want to say, Ben, when these were brand new, I think these were selling for somewhere in the neighborhood of like $92,000.
Yeah, yeah. And that's a 90 to 100K if you count all the options you can get on.
Exactly right. And these have lots of fantastic features inside and out. I mean, there's fine wood. There's leather inside. It's a really almost like a bespoke car, really.
Yeah.
For that type of price, it's amazing. Now here's another one, Ben, a 2003 Mercedes SL500. Now that's a decent car. Original list price was $85,990.
Nope.
You can get one today, Ben, for right around $30,000. Now that's a dramatic drop in price.
Yeah, talk about depreciation, huh? That's a 5-liter V8, 302 horsepower, and a Mercedes SL. They've earned their reputation for lasting a long, long time.
Oh, absolutely. It's a durable vehicle. And, you know, the thing is, though, I mean, think about this. That's a 2003. It's 11 years old.
Yeah.
It doesn't really look out of date or anything like that. And honestly, you know, with all the options and everything that people would put on these when they get them brand new, there's a likelihood that this vehicle was $100,000 when it was brand new, and you're able to pick it up now for $30,000.
Yeah, and that's, of course, let's be completely honest, that is a heck of a find. That is not something you should expect to run into all the time, but these little nuggets are the kind of things that keep me clicking, you know, like a rat in an experiment on all the classified ads.
Yeah, that's right. It keeps you, you know, up in the search bar, you know, like constantly putting in that Mercedes SL500 and seeing what comes up, right?
By the way, that specific one in that deal had only 46,000 miles.
Oh, not bad. So you're thinking that, you know, oh, sure, I can afford one if it has 200,000 miles on it. Right,
exactly.
No, that's not the case. It's just simply a matter of age at this point that's allowing the price point to come down.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My name is Johnny B. Goode, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, Centratech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of Bitcoin, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Yeah, and then there's, for another example, there's the 2001 Porsche 911 we found.
Oh, I'm glad you mentioned this one, Ben, because the 2001 Porsche 911 is a fantastic looking car, in my opinion. Now, remember I said I was not a fan of the Porsche Boxster, right?
Yep.
All right. Well, I am definitely a fan of the 911 body on the Porsches. So, this one is pretty exciting because the original list price was something like almost $67,000.
Right.
And the target price for this one, again, a 3.4 liter, six cylinder, 300 horsepower engine, right around $25,000. Now, it sounds like a lot of money still, but man, you're taking, two-thirds off the price of this car.
Yeah. Well, also, they had some, I think on this specific one, they had some modifications. They had a short shift kit, and a factory aero kit.
And only 81,000 miles. That's the surprising part, is that, you know, all these cars we're talking about, we're not talking about cars with a million miles. We're talking about cars that have a reasonable amount of mileage on them. So, you know, do your due diligence, I guess, and, you know, on Craigslist or eBay or wherever, mm-hmm. you're going to find some sweet deals.
I almost wish we didn't know the answers to these because it would be so much fun to say, hey, Scott, how much would you pay for a 2001 Audi S8?
Oh, an S8. Okay, that's a sports edition, right? And I know that I love the Audi, you know, A8 body, so the S8 is even more special.
Yeah.
I think they listed for like, they were like $80,000, right?
Yep. And now you can get one for 18 grand.
No way.
Yes.
18,000.
Yep. 4.2 liter V8, 360 horsepower, and, it's really nice inside. I'm not gonna lie. It's an Audi.
Well, we've both seen the movie Ronin. Right. And those cars were incredible in that film.
Right.
And that's probably the thing that sticks in my mind the most is that, you know, when you see these scenes, these action scenes, that's the vehicle. That's the S8 that's in this movie. I've always loved this body style, this, I guess the power that goes along with these. I've seen them on the road and I always kind of admired them, even though, you know, at this point they're 13 years old. But this one, this example car, you know, for 18,000, only 68,000 miles on it. So, you know, that's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, that is a good deal. Now, this next one, I'll be honest with you, Scott. This next one doesn't surprise me that much.
Is that right? Why?
Yeah. It's a 2003 Range Rover. You know, originally those were selling, this one sold for around 70 grand.
Mm-hmm.
But Range Rovers have inundated the market. There's so many Range Rovers.
Oh, we see a ton of them around here. It seems you can't sit at a stoplight with one on either side of you.
Yeah, shouldn't you be out roving a range somewhere, man? I'm trying to get to work.
Roving a range. Yeah, not a bad point, Ben. They're relatively cheap. You said $22,000 for this one, right?
This
example vehicle. They're pretty strong, a 4.4 liter V8 engine with 282 horsepower. But again, this is an off-road vehicle, supposedly. Mm-hmm. I doubt if many of these ever make it off-road, really.
Well, not in our side of town.
No, not here. But, you know, again, this is an example, I guess, with 62,000 miles. You know, right around $22,000. Not bad. It's still a pretty good deal.
And it's got that BMW motor. It's also, I will give them this. Range Rover is a reliable vehicle in my experience from what I've seen. I've never owned one. I've driven around a couple times. No people have one.
And that's why you see so many on the road, because they don't die.
They don't die. It's like they were made by George Romero or something.
That's right. How about a 2005 Maserati Quattroporte?
Now, this one really did surprise me.
Yes, it does, because I see these around town a lot. There's a Maserati dealer that's sort of near my house.
Yep.
The original list price, $95,500. So we're talking a car that's approaching $100,000. Mm-hmm. Is now available for $40,000. And I'll tell you, these Maseratis sound incredible when they're at full throttle.
Beautiful, man.
Yeah, they do. They have a 4.2-liter V8, almost 400 horsepower, just slightly below that. They're sold, you know, side-by-side at Ferrari dealerships a lot of times. That's the case with the one that's near me. The engine sound, again, or the engine note, unbelievable. It's a really, really solid vehicle for 40, you know, this one had 46,000 miles. Mm-hmm. Low miles, really, for... You know, a 2005, I guess, at this point. I mean, my 2005 Honda, it's up to like 165,000 or something crazy like that at this point. So, you know, this was a babied version, obviously. Again, $40,000, I'd take one in a heartbeat.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My name is Johnny B. Good, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, The Story of BitCon. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, CentraTech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, The Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Now, let's skip around a little bit on this list, and let's go to next. I just want to say, because I'm impressed, the Lotus Elise 2005.
I am glad you singled this one out, Ben, because anytime the Lotus Elise comes up, now I've always kind of looked at the Lotus Elise as being something that I cannot touch, something that I wouldn't probably ever be able to afford, you know, just as a toy, because that's kind of what it is. It's a 2-seater, relatively impractical, but people say, sure, you can drive it to and from work, it'd be comfortable. I don't know if it'd be comfortable or not, but you could do that. I've seen people, you know, around town that definitely do that, because I see it, you know, these cars daily, I guess, you know, some of the same ones over and over again.
Yeah.
But get this, Ben, the eBay average for a 2002 Lotus Elise, now this is one of the first Lotus Elise vehicles, I guess, in 2002, $24,500. Not bad.
Yeah, I still don't get it. Why are they?
Well, I mean, I guess it's, 14 or 12 years on at this point.
Yeah.
So that's one thing, and they continually improve. But they do have, you know, that Toyota V6 engine, very little interior decoration or ornamentation or anything like that. So there's very little creature comforts in the car. But let me tell you, it's one of the greatest driver cars of all time.
That is true. And you're not the first person to say that.
No, I don't think so. And, you know, at the time it wasn't a cheap car. I don't know what they listed for brand new, but, you know, now at 24.5, I think it's affordable for a lot more people who, you know, want that option. All right, Ben, so I've got one more kind of astonishing buy for you here, and then I got the final one that I think I'd like to close on here, which is it really kind of drives the point home.
All right.
All right, so here's one that maybe a lot of you don't really think that it's in your price range, but maybe it is. It's a 1977 Ferrari 308.
Now, that I said is not in my price range, Scott.
I said Ferrari 308. That's the one that Tom Selleck drove in Magnum P.I. You remember that body style?
Yeah.
That's the one we're talking about. Get this. The eBay average price for that car right now, Ben, $26,000. That's it.
How? What was it in a flood?
For a Ferrari. Can you believe that? Now, I mean, it's a true, honest-to-goodness Ferrari. Now, I mean, it's a V8 engine, so it's not, you know, anything like a 12-cylinder or anything like that. But it's got one of these, they call it the most do-it-yourself-friendly Ferrari ever. So you're able to work on this one, as a matter of fact, which a lot of people don't really know.
That's
I think
cool.
When you get into things like, you know, timing belt maintenance and things like that, or timing chain maintenance and things, that gets a little pricey. And that's the trick with these things, is to figure out what maintenance has been done and when you buy the vehicle.
Right. Yeah.
However, they say it is a do-it-yourself Ferrari, which is really nice to hear. I've never seen that anywhere else.
But you are legally required to grow a Tom Selleck-style mustache.
That's right.
You drive one of these.
And you got to wear a Detroit Tigers ball cap.
At all times.
At all times, and you have to have a friend named, what was his name, Higgins.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've got that handled.
Of course you do. And it says that, you know, this thing has pure 70s attitude as well. I mean, it's a really, really cool thing to have. And I mean, can you imagine owning a Ferrari for $26,000? I mean, it's something at the time, I don't have any idea, again, what these listed for brand new.
Right.
But it was not $26,000.
I can guarantee you that.
Even in 1977. And you can do the inflation calculator and figure that out.
All you want, man.
Exactly right. Now, here's the last one, Ben, that I want to talk about. And this one, I think, really drives this whole message home. And the message is that, you know, if you wanted to, instead of buying that new Honda Civic or Honda Accord or whatever.
Right.
And I use that as an example often. It's just, I'm not picking on them or anything. But if you wanted to, instead of buying that, you could buy a used vehicle pretty much of any kind that you wanted at this point.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like. Here is a 1997 Aston Martin DB7.
Okay, you're playing a dangerous game here, man.
The original list price,
$125,000.
Now, that's a 1997, so that was 17 years ago.
Yep.
All right. Well, it was $125,000 then. The target price now, $30,000, Ben.
$30,000?
Yeah, that is quite a bit of depreciation, wouldn't you say?
Yeah,
now,
wow.
Now, this is a 3.2-liter inline-six, 335-horsepower Aston Martin DB7. And it's really cool to think that you could own an Aston Martin for the price of, you know, what you would typically, you know, pay for a brand new Honda Accord at this time. So it's kind of like, it's kind of up to you. Do you want to take the risk and go with the 17-year-old, at the time, kind of a supercar, really. I mean, a luxury mark. I don't know.
Sure.
Would you call it a supercar? Maybe?
It's on the edge. I don't know if it's all the way into supercar.
I guess so. One more thing I want to drop in here is that, you know, Aston Martin was taken over by Ford in 1994. So by 1997, you know, there was obviously a greater reliability, with these vehicles, as was the case with the Jaguar vehicles when Ford took it over. That just happened along the way. And I'm not saying anything bad about, you know, the classic Jaguars or Aston Martins or anything like that, but Ford did quite a bit for the reliability of these cars. So, you know, if this 1997 Aston Martin DB7 is reliable as a Ford was in 1997, which they were, this might not be a bad buy.
Truer words, man. I'm so tempted to just get the James Bond car. Because that's, you know, that's what people think.
Well,
when
that's
they
what
hear
you
stuff.
That's what you associate it with now. But if you take a look at what it really looks like, it's quite a bit different. I mean, it's not, you know, the cool classic lines of the '60s or anything like that. But It's still a significant vehicle for, you know, again, just $30,000. And I say just 30, but I mean just 30 if you're deciding, well, I have this 30. Do I use it for that brand new Honda, or do I buy the 17-year-old Aston Martin?
Right. And I would love to hear what listeners think about this. You guys, we were just so genuinely amazed by the depreciation of some of these cars and the deals you could get that we had to make a podcast about it.
Absolutely. And, you know, we've covered maybe, I don't know, 1/10 of our list that we have in front of us here. There are so many of these deals. We just couldn't get to all of them. I mean, there are Bentley Turbo R's on here for $25,000. Things like that. I mean, we talked about a Ferrari. We talked about Aston Martin. Yeah. We talked about Corvettes and Porsches, BMWs and Land Rovers.
Maseratis.
These are amazing cars. And, you know, you can find the, you know, the oddball NSX out there that's, you know, still relatively cheap. I mean, I'm always looking for one of those, Ben.
Really is, you guys.
Always looking. But the problem is, even the early ones are still $30,000.
Right, because people don't want to give them up.
Well, that's true, because they're such a solid, reliable, and amazing car. And the thing is, you know, just search for these cars, search for these lists, and you'll be blown away by what's on them. I guarantee you will be.
So we hope you enjoyed this episode. Let us know if you are also addicted to going online and just window shopping. No commitment.
And that's what we're doing. I mean, we're searching, and we're not really doing anything about it, but we're searching and we're going, oh, man, you're not going to believe what I found today, and no, I'm not going to buy it.
Now, I got really close to buying a go-kart once, but that's how cheap I am. I got very close one time to buying a go-kart
and
online.
And that was bad influence from me, right? A lot of pressure.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and head out. We would like to hear from you. Let us know about where your online car window shopping addiction has led you, and let us know if you got a great deal on a vehicle and how you did it, because we all know that if you're buying something online, if you're buying a car online, then it is open negotiation season.
You know, I would love to hear from one of our listeners that is now driving their dream car, but it's, you know, 10 years old.
Oh, that's even better.
You know, so they went online and they said, you know, I'm never going to be able to afford a Ferrari, but I bought a 1977 308 for that $25,000 that we mentioned.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And I never thought it was possible, but there I am every weekend.
Yeah, please let us know what you have experienced dream car wise. We would love to hear from it, and your letter might end up on the air. You can find us on Facebook. You can find us on Twitter. And we have some pretty in-depth podcasts about some of the cars mentioned on here today. So go to carstuffshow.com and check out our list of podcasts if you would like to hear more about one of these vehicles. In the meantime, feel free to write to us about your dream car achievements, pictures preferred. Our address is
carstuff@howstuffworks.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com. Let us know what you think. Send an email to podcast@howstuffworks.com.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune into what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.